conscience pure, it's and holy for his sake. May the Lord keep our intentions pure, it's and holy for his sake.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل. Today we're launching a new program in which we are going to discuss a topic of great significance in Islam. In this episode, we'll explore the importance of intention in our actions as emphasized in various ahadiths of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It is stated, the reward for our deeds is dependent upon our intentions. This highlights the crucial role our intention plays in shaping the outcomes of our actions. Consider this scenario. A person spends the entire night in worship in a masjid, sacrificing sleep to seek the pleasure of Allah Almighty. If the intention behind this is to gain admiration from others rather than seeking divine pleasure, it turns into a sinful act. This illustrates the key role intention plays in the merit of our deeds. To explore the further significance of intention and to understand the various intention we can set before our actions, we present to you our program, The Core of Action. Throughout the series, we'll discuss the various intentions we can incorporate into our everyday actions, such as salah, fasting, wudu, etc. Islamic scholars have developed a comprehensive subject known as the science of intentions, letting us delve deeper into this concept. In today's episode, we focus on the importance of intentions, citing relevant ahadiths and examining some key rulings surrounding it. Stay tuned for a comprehensive understanding. We are going to delve into points such as, when is it necessary to make an intention? The meaning of niyya and its significance. Join us as we unravel the significance of intention and its profound impact on our spiritual growth. Before we discuss our topic, let's listen to the blessings of reciting durood upon the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sidra Hafs al-Rumi, rahmatullahi alayhi, was a great chief. After his passing, someone saw him in his dream and asked, Ma fa'alallahu bika? Meaning, how did Allah Almighty treat you? He replied, Allah Almighty had mercy on me and forgave me and admitted me into paradise. The person asked, for what action? He replied, when I was presented in the court of Allah Almighty, he ordered angels to calculate my sins and durood which I recited. When the angels calculated them, my durood were more than my sins. So Allah Almighty said, his worth is clear to you. Hence, do not hold him accountable anymore. Take him to paradise. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Durudun pe bhejo, salamun pe bhejo, yahi mu'mino se khuda chahata hai. Agar koi apna bhala chahata hai, usse chahe jisko khuda chahta hai. Meaning, send durood upon him, send salam upon him, him who, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, yehi mu'mino se khuda chahta hai. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from mu'min, from the believers. Agar koi apna bhala chahta hai, if someone wants his goodness, usse chahe jisko khuda chahta hai, then he should love the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What is niyya? Niyya refers to the sincere intention held in one's heart regardless of its purpose. In Islamic jurisprudence, the intention specifically for worship is termed as niyya. Allah Almighty says in the glorious book, the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and whosoever desires a hereafter and strives for it as one should while he is a believer too, then these are the very people whose efforts will be valued. Under this verse, it is stated in Siratul Jinan, in the preceding verse, the pursuit of worldly gain was examined, while in this verse, the focus shifts to those seeking the hereafter. It is asserted that those who aspire to the hereafter, acting accordingly by performing righteous deeds and upholding faith, will have their actions accepted and be rewarded generously. This verse emphasizes the requirement of being a Muslim. It teaches us that faith is essential for the acceptance of good deeds. Just as wudu is necessary for salah and being poisonless is necessary for food to consume, faith serves as a foundation for righteous actions. Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi alayhi stated, an amazing point. From this verse, we learn that three things are necessary for the acceptance of actions. Firstly, having an intention focused on the hereafter. Secondly, making a genuine effort to perform the action properly and fulfilling its requirements. Thirdly, having faith, which is the most vital aspect. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this verse of the Holy Quran, it is emphasized that along with faith, intention is deemed necessary for the acceptance of an action. A good intention enhances the value of an action. It brings benefit to its performer. Regarding the excellence of making intention, numerous ahadiths have been narrated. Let's take a look at some of them. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, a good intention will lead to paradise. What a beautiful hadith. A sincere intention can lead to paradise. It's remarkable how a simple act like making a good intention before performing any good deed can have such a profound impact. It's truly a straightforward action requiring only the intention in our hearts. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to more sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam about intention. It is stated in Sahih Bukhari, the reward of action depends upon intention, and every person gets only what he makes an intention for. Regarding this hadith, the commentator of Bukhari, Mufti Sharifu al-Haq Amjadi rahmatullahi alayhi states, this hadith emphasizes the significance of intentions in determining the reward of our actions. It highlights how important our intentions are, as without them, our actions hold no reward. In another hadith in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, it is stated, the intention of a Muslim is better than his action. In Al-Jami' al-Saghir, it is stated, a sincere intention is the most superior action. It is stated in another hadith that Allah Almighty grants worldly benefits to those who prioritize the hereafter in their intentions, but He does not grant them success in the hereafter if their intention are solely focused on worldly gains. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from these ahadiths, we learned about the significance and virtues of intentions. And therefore, it is important for us to make sincere intentions before engaging in any permissible and virtuous deeds. This way, we can accumulate abundant rewards in our record of deeds. Let's listen to one more hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, if someone intends to do a good deed but doesn't follow through, he will still receive one virtue for it. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn the significance of intention from this hadith. Even if one intends to perform a good deed but doesn't carry it out, he still earns a virtue, he still earns a good deed. This highlights the power of intentions. Whether it's charity or any other good deed, simply intending to do it brings reward. So let's remember to make sincere intentions before our actions. It's not difficult. Just a heartfelt intention can earn us the reward for a good deed. Now let's learn some ruling regarding intention. Every mubah action can be elevated to a mustahab status with a positive intention. For example, eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, accumulating wealth, giving gifts, wearing nice clothes, and more. It is advisable for a person to intend for everything he does. Even activities like eating, drinking, sleeping, and getting married should be approached with intention. For they are among the actions for which a person will be held accountable on Judgment Day. When performed with the intention of pleasing Allah Almighty, these actions carry significant weight on the scale of good deeds. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, based on the ahadith and ruling we've explored so far, it is evident that making an intention is incredibly beneficial. It enhances the reward of our actions. Conversely, neglecting to make an intention results in a loss, as it deprives us of the reward. Regarding the advantages of having good intentions and the drawbacks of neglecting them, we find an enlightening narration. Angels take people's book of deeds to the heavens and praise them in the heavens of the world. So the angel says, "Alqi tilka as-suhifata, alqi tilka as-suhifata," meaning, throw away this book of deed, throw away this book of deeds. The angels say in the court of Allah Almighty, the people said a good thing, and because of this, we wrote their action as well. Allah Almighty says, "Lam yurid wajhi," meaning this person did not intend my pleasure in these actions. Therefore, they're not accepted in my court. Then the angels call out, "Uktub li fulanin kada wa kada," meaning write such and such action for so and so person. The angels say again, that person did not perform this action. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms, indeed, he had the intention of performing that action. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehelvi rahmatullahi alayhi states, it is mentioned in the hadith, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali," meaning the intention of a Muslim is better than his actions. Certainly, reward will be granted for a good deed only when the intention is good. And if the intention is bad, there is no reward for good action at all. Respected scholars have emphasized on the significance of intention through their esteemed viewpoints. Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi said, just as Muslims in the past sought knowledge, they also learned the science of intention for their actions. Let's take a moment to hear some of the insights from our honored pious predecessors. Sayyidina Sari Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi said, offering 2 rakat with sincere intention is better for you than writing 70 ahadith. Or he said, it is better than writing 700 ahadith. Sidra Ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi states, there are numerous minor actions that become significant through intention. A pious saint rahmatullahi alayhi states, I make sure to make an intention for every action, including eating, drinking, sleeping, and even going to the restroom. Dear viewers, it's crucial to remember that when engaging in good deeds, we must prioritize seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty. When we seek to impress others with our acts of worship, display our piety, or show off our devotion, we're not only wasting the deeds, but also incur the displeasure of Allah Almighty. Seeking praise from others is akin to foolishness, as it endangers the immense reward promised by Allah Almighty. Such actions put us at a risk of losing the blessings of sincerity and piety. So instead of seeking praise from others, our focus should be sincere devotion and humility before our Creator. My dear viewers, always prioritize seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty in your actions. Performing deeds to impress others for personal gain is not rewarding. Instead, it's sinful. Therefore, worship with sincerity and reap the blessings that come with it. May Allah Almighty bless us with sincerity and enable us to make good intentions before every action and save all of us from evils like showing off, etc. Ameen. بجاه النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy for His sake.